Hey, can I just start, if you don't mind, Keen Dent played some extended, got some extended playing time the other night. What did you see from him? Do you like the way, where he is headed into the, you know, final preseason and then the game?
Yeah, we didn't get an opportunity to work Akeem in the second preseason game, so we wanted to get him a little work, especially in our sub package. So that's when he was out there after the starters came out in the game on Thursday night. But it was a good experience for him because he hasn't really done that in a game. He didn't do it in the first ball game, and he would be the guy that would be going in and playing that position as a backup. So we needed to get that evaluation done. Thought he did a nice job.
Can I read anything into the fact if while your first unit's on the field, I think you've thrown twice as many times as you ran the ball? Does the average fan read into any of that, or is it you need more work in the passing game and the running game in a preseason
to get those kicks out? Chris, I think that if you look statistically across the league, there's more passes thrown in the preseason than there are runs. And I think people are working on different things. I also think that the skills that you have to perfect in the passing game are a little more intricate than in the running game. And you want to make sure that you get your guys as healthy as you can get them to the first game. And there's a lot of contact when you run the football.
Is Matt, though, even surprised you on how well, what his numbers are this preseason? They're pretty impressive.
They're very impressive, you know, statistically. And, again, the first two ball games, you're not game planning, and they're not game planning. So there's not a, you know, there's not a whole lot of reads and such that you're, you know, that you're working on. But I think that Matt has obviously had his best preseason since we've been here. He's been distributing the ball to the, you know, to the receivers and the running backs, and when he does that, we're gonna have a chance to be successful.
With Akeem situation, you look at Curtis not being here anymore, and Lofatutupu, it's kind of like the adage you guys say that you always got to step up, but he's somebody, you know, obviously he's a third-round draft pick. He wasn't somebody you took off the scrap heap and said,
exactly.
This guy's got something, you know, in the tank, doesn't he?
No doubt about it, George. When we drafted Akeem in the third round, we drafted him to come in and play middle linebacker for us. And, again, I think our staff does a great job of being forward-thinking and looking at all the different scenarios that may play out. 1 and 2 years down the road, and we've got the Keem, you know, in place. He's going to get his opportunity to be the starting Mike linebacker and be the backup backer in our sub package. And he didn't get as much work as we'd like simply because he missed the second preseason game. But we feel comfortable with what he's accomplished going into the regular season. He'll get some playing time this week, as will all of the starters, and we'll determine that later on in the week.
30 plus snaps, I guess that bodes well.
But
what did you see like with his technique? What are some things you feel like he needs to, you know, maybe recognize the formations or that sort of thing?
Well, I think it's just experience. He's a young man that played predominantly on our special teams last year and did a very good job. He was a core special teams player for us last year, and he just needs to have the different looks and experience them. It's a lot more difficult out there on the field than it is in a classroom or in a film session. And a real game's different than practice. And there's going to be a learning curve like all of our young guys. And we'll try to get them up to speed as quickly as possible.